First, full disclosure, I have listened to radio talk show host Tom Hartman for years, as I have many others right and left, and Hartman has played many of my political satire songs on his show, as have many others. Hartman is the number one progressive talk show host in the U.S., and is unique in political talk radio for his gentlemanly academic manner and his effort to reach out to people who disagree with him. Still, he's a passionate FDR-style progressive who feels that this country and its middle class have been destroyed by corporate power and its efforts to spin the news, kill any sense of civics and community, and have corporations be considered people with human rights like free speech, meaning the right to finance political campaigns and even make law. Hartman is also a historian, a scientist, a grandfather, a therapist, the author of 20 books, has lived in many countries, and has started numerous service organizations and successful businesses. If it sounds like Hartman accomplishes several times as much as the average person, he would attribute that to his ADD, another subject he's written books about, and a condition which he considers not a disease, but just another evolutionary adaptation and thinking style. Hartman has brought this broad worldview into a new book called Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, which ambitiously lays out the challenges to the continuation of human life and society, the possible solutions, and in a brilliant touch, profiles several modern societies which seem to work. Hartman contends that we are on the verge, the threshold, of collapse in three areas, environment, economy, and population, due to four factors: a disconnection from natural processes, a phony and unworkable economic ideology, an unrealistic and exclusionary view of religion and the human spirit, and what he calls gunboat altruism. Although Hartman clings to the hope that humanity can and must prevail, he outlines these challenges in the most dire terms. He says that our planet long ago surpassed its carrying capacity in terms of population, and that our current population, approaching 7 billion, has almost no way of surviving now that the petroleum bubble which sustained this artificial lifestyle for 100 years is about to burst. He feels that the military-industrial complex, as described so clearly by President Eisenhower in 1961, has become an accepted and generally unnoticed cancer on us and the rest of the world. Hartman chronicles the systematic efforts by the rich and ruling class to finance think tanks, columnists, talk shows, and media empires devoted to spinning a Reagan-esque, elitist, just-sit-tight-and-go-shopping worldview. But despite all this, in Threshold, Hartman insists that we can self-correct and survive. There is much to ponder and even disagree with in this ambitious book, but Hartman deserves credit for bringing our challenges and opportunities into such sharp focus. This is Jim Turr.